This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. John Hardy of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies is here. We've been discussing what U.S. can do now, short of the funding required by the Biden administration of the U.S. Congress. However, we need to look at the battlefield because worst case scenario, where are we? John, you mentioned the villages around Avdiivka, the ISW, the Institute of Study of War, talks about increased tempo of the Russian forces. What is the worst case scenario here? You said the defensive lines were not adequately prepared. Are they falling back to the point of the Dnieper River, across the Dnieper River? Do they have a plan B, John?
So I don't think it's quite as dramatic as falling back to the Dnieper. So just for our listeners' understanding in terms of geography, this is southeastern Ukraine. The oblast, the region of Donetsk, is their capital is Donetsk City. Near that is the very small city of Avdiivka, pre-war population of maybe 30,000-35,000, down to under 1,000 now, you know, with all the violence. That's the city Russia just took in mid-February after losing many thousands of troops and hundreds of vehicles doing so. The operation to take the city began in earnest in October. And the Russians, they took the city in mid-February, as I said. So now they're trying to, you know, exploit that and push westward. They've taken a few villages in that kind of low-lying ground there, and they might push a bit further. In my opinion, their capacity to make large-scale advances, meaning pushing onto the city of Pokrovsk or, you know, things like that, is not great. In other words, I think Ukraine will ultimately be able to absorb this offensive and it will peter out before gaining too much ground. And, you know, in the process, the Russians continue to suffer heavy casualties.
The reports include a deal of air defense bringing down Russian Su-34s and other warplanes. So the Russians are using air now to supplement or to augment their ground offensive. My understanding is that the Ukrainians are also low on air defense missiles. Is that accurate, John?
Yeah. In addition to artillery, air defense interceptors is definitely a concern for Ukraine. You know, the Russians using the Iranian provided Shahed drones, using missiles, et cetera, that not only target Ukrainian cities and Ukrainian military and industrial sites, but they also try to exhaust Ukraine's stock of those surface-to-air missiles, right? So that's a problem for Ukraine, especially as Congress is not providing the funding to replenish Ukraine's supply of AMRAAMs, of Patriot interceptors, et cetera. So you mentioned the bombing. Last year, the Russians introduced this hastily developed system that's designed to fit onto existing dumb bombs and turn them into glide bombs, meaning they can be launched from standoff range beyond the range of Ukrainian air defenses. And the system gives the bombs a degree of guidance. They're still relatively inaccurate, but you can, you know, launch them from maybe 60 kilometers away and hit at least, you know, the field you're aiming for. The Russians have used those bombs to devastating effect in Avdiivka and in the surrounding villages to bombard Ukrainian positions. It's been a major problem for Ukraine.
John Hardy of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies writing with his colleague Mark Montgomery, Admiral Mark Montgomery, about what can be done right now and what needs to be done in order to support the Ukrainian forces against the Russian advance. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/football fuel points TC.